A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Lamed Zayin, Ksubas 37b. Pagination is 74. We're starting about one-third of the way down. The first word on the line is Tzricha. And then we begin with a pasuk from the Parsha of Mas'ei. V'lo'oretz lo yichupar ladom. The land will not be atoned for the blood that was shed, ki im bedam shovcho, unless you kill, you execute the killer. And this is a law of capital punishment meted out to the murderer. Now, we were discussing cases of kamle bidraba mine, where once something is atoned for in one way, that's it. We don't double punish for an act. The Gemara over here is going to introduce that there is a case where we're going to act upon a sin in two different ways. When it says that you should not atone for the murderer unless you kill the person who murdered, lamali, what's that case referring to? Miboyle lechedetanyo. It's coming to include the following case. Minayin she'im nis'arfa egla. How do you know that if an egla arufa was done? That's the section at the end of Parsha Shoftim that tells us that if a person was found killed and we don't know who killed him, there's an entire ritual process which is done to atone for the death. Because, as the commentaries explain, we consider the region at fault if we can't find the actual person to punish. The actual person who killed him, then the entire region is at fault. How do you know that if this procedure of Egla Arufa was done, va'achakach nimtza ha-horeg, and then afterwards they found the murderer, minayin she'in potrim oso? How do you know that you don't simply absolve him by saying, hey, we did an Egla Arufa already, so you're off the hook? On the contrary, you still have to punish the murderer, Shanemar, that's this pasuk. V'lo'oretz la'yichupar la'dom asher shupach ba. The land will not be atoned for the blood that was spilled. Ki im bedam shofcho. Unless you kill the killer. And that's this rule, which our Gemara is learning from the pasuk at the end of Parshas Maaseh. V'lo'oretz la'yichupar la'dom, that the land will not be atoned unless you mete out capital punishment. The Gemara continues that there's a different pasuk which we want to delve into. This pasuk is at the end of Parshas Shoftim, at the end of the section of Egla Arufa, where the pasuk says, Va'ata, and you, Tevayir hadom hanoki mikir becho. Sometimes you're going to have to eradicate blood from your midst. You're going to have to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. You're going to have to execute a person as punishment for the murder that he committed. Lomoli, why do you need this pasuk? And part of the problem over here is, why do you need this pasuk? Because if it were to be learned, to be teaching me the rule that even though Egla Arufa is done, we still have to kill the murderer, well, I know that from the other pasuk, the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, V'lo'oretz lo yichupar la'dom, the land shall not be atoned unless you mete out capital punishment. So why do I need this pasuk that says that sometimes you're going to have to mete out capital punishment? Miboile. And the Gemara answers, we need it. L'chedetanya, as we learned, minayin lemumasim b'sayif shehumanat savar. How do we know that the people who have to be killed through the sword, that's done by the neck? In other words, the punishment that's given to a murderer is going to be sword at the neck. How do I know that? Talmud Lomar, the Gemara maintains that this is the pasuk that teaches me the comparison from Egla Arufa, where the animal's head is chopped off by the head, by the neck, and a person who is a murderer who has to be killed is also going to be killed in that way. And that's the juxtaposition over here, that at the conclusion of Egla Arufa, we're told, Ve'ata tevar adam anaki mikirbecha, sometimes you're going to have to do capital punishment inflicted on a person, and you should follow the same basic pattern at the neck. Hukshu kol shovchei damim le'egla arufa, anybody who killed is going to get the same type of punishment. Just like Egla Arufa is because someone killed, and we kill the animal in a certain way. Mala halon min hatzavar, just like over there, it's from the neck. Afshav chedomim min hatzavar. Here also it's going to be from the neck. The Gemara proceeds to maintain that there is a distinction. The Egla Arufa is chopped from the back of the neck, and a person who's getting capital punishment is going to get sayif, a sword, from the front, because that's considered berur lo misa yofe, a more proper type of death. Even a person who's being killed, we still have certain standards of sensitivity. But essentially, we are learning from that last pasuk in Parsha Shoftim the way a murderer gets killed. When we look at the Rambam, Hilchas Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, we notice an enigma in that the Rambam writes, Af al pi shenimtzeho Rotzeach achar arifasa, even if the murderer would be found after the Egla Arufa ritual was done, Hareze Yehoreg, he should be killed, which is very smooth in being compatible with our Gemara. However, the Rambam quotes a different pasuk. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Va'ata teva'er hadam hanoki. The end of Egla Arufa, the last pasuk over there, says you should impose capital punishment on the murderer. So our Gemara learnt from there that it's a comparison, it's a juxtaposition. It's telling you that the death that's inflicted on a murderer should be similar to the Egla Arufa in that it's done from the neck. But the Rambam is learning, Va'ata tevar adam anaki mikirbecha, and you will sometimes need to inflict capital punishment, is a very smooth continuation reading from the parsha of Egla Arufa. In other words, you do the Egla Arufa ritual, but nevertheless, sometimes you're still going to have to inflict capital punishment on a person, namely, in the case where the murderer was discovered after the Egla Arufa ritual was done. Tosfos Bayos points out that Rashi as well learns this rule, that even after the Egla Arufa, capital punishment is still applicable on the murderer, and this is learned from this pasuk, by Egla Arufa, Va'ata tevar adam anaki mikirbecha, and you should inflict capital punishment on the murderer. The question, of course, is if our Gemara is presenting this law that you should kill the murderer even after the Egla Arufa was brought, based on a pasuk v'la'oretz lo yechupar l'adam, because there's no way to atone for the blood unless you kill the murderer, a pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, why are Rashi and the Rambam learning this very halacha that you still have to inflict capital punishment on the murderer from the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim? Tosfos answers, and this is an important skill to know when you try to reach Maskanos' final understandings of the Talmud position. Tosfos says that our Gemara is not the last word on this topic, because in fact, our Gemara was structured that we needed to learn that capital punishment of a murderer is done from the neck, from this pasuk by Egla Arufa. Va'ata tevar hadam anaki mikirbecha, and you will inflict capital punishment on a murderer, is teaching you that that capital punishment is similar to Egla Arufa. According to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Beis Amid Beis, that's not where we learn that Sayif, the sword, is the punishment for the murderer and that it's done at the neck. The Gemara over there quotes a different pasuk, Nakom Yinakem, revenge shall be taken, is comparable to the words Cherev Nokemes, the sword is the way to take the revenge, based on Psukim over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So that the rule of sword for a murderer, and that it's done at the neck, is learnt from a different pasuk. As a result, this pasuk, Va'ata tevar hadam anaki mikirbecha, by Egla Arufa, is not coming to do a juxtaposition to the laws of capital punishment by murderers in general. According to Rashi and the Rambam, it's coming to teach me a continuation of the Egla Arufa story, that if the murderer will be found, capital punishment will still be imposed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.